Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. A loaded final hour of the program today. In this hour, which statement is most likely to be true? A fun either-or coming your way. A very moving and emotional day. By the way, we see a few of you guys trying to get in on the phone lines right now. Lonzo was having to do a lot on this side, so if you try back again, he can take your call now at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. We lit a fuse with people with the Antonio Brown stuff, Lonzo. Joey says, I'm with Lonzo. Eric Beltakis, I think, makes a great point. I understand it's in the news and the serious nature of the conversation, but there's a lot of us who listen to have a break from the day-to-day work and enjoy the good things about sports and the games played. Hashtag yay sports. Point well taken, Eric. It's why I shared with you that it would be my least favorite segment of the show. Casey Helderman says Lonzo is victim blaming. So, Lonzo, how about you go away? I don't think I want to listen anymore. Sorry, Mark. I really enjoy the show. But that from Lonzo was uncalled for. All right. Let's check on the...
I'm sure he or she is still listening.
Let's check the text line here. Okay. Lonzo is right, the texter says. Next texter says, is Lonzo trying to get fired with these comments? How does he not realize what he's saying is like nails on the chalkboard? The next texter, so you see kind of the back and forth on this. The next texter says, not buying, that she was afraid, so she keeps returning to his house. Next texter says, 100% correct, Lonzo. I got your back on this one. Not defending AB, he's an ass. Next texter says, Lonzo is just trying to say, why did she go to civil court instead of the police? It doesn't matter when she came out, just who she went to. Okay? So, you see, it's a...
By the way, that's exactly what I was saying. And what did I ask you off the air? I said, if you were a juror on the case, wouldn't you want to know all angles and not immediately go, oh, well, she's right. That's all I'm saying. Just look at everything.
People are reacting
on emotion way too much here and not actually listening to what I said.
Well, we also don't know what people have been through personally in their own lives. And when you've been through a lot, Lonzo, sometimes emotion is the first response. But
like all these people saying that I don't know about it. You don't know me. You don't know if I know about it personally or not. And I do. So, sorry, you're wrong.
Okay. And I think in her civil case, I do think a fair question from the jury to her is why not a legal case as well as a civil case? I think that's a fair question. I do think that's a fair question
to ask. That's all I've been saying.
But I do think that she's got a reason for doing one and not the other. And I'd like to hear that reason from her. I would. Okay. People fired up about this topic as we appreciate being a forum. Today, I'm more of the moderator. A lot of times, I find myself hot and heavy on one side or the other. Today, I feel like I'm the judge in the case, hearing the cases from plaintiffs and defendants here. So
you ain't my judge.
What's that from?
From me.
Oh, yeah? You ain't my judge. All right. The top 3 at 3. You just cracked me up, man. Thank you for adding levity to a serious situation, man. By the way, that's what I was trying to do when I posted that GIF about Bentley going down and South Carolina fans like were optimistic, like, hey, now we get Ryan Helinski. A woman gets serious news and then a smile crumbs across her face. I got killed by South Carolina fans for that. Killed. All right, the top 3 at 3 starts presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Brand new location, 449 East Main Street, the east part of downtown. Welcome to Moe's. Here's your top 3 at 3. Getting real close there, Alonso, aren't we? Getting real close. I don't believe you about that light that goes off or whatever, the phone that rings.
There is an alarm.
I don't believe it.
But there are other concerns around the building, so they probably don't care.
I don't believe you. I'm not buying it right now. Okay, Team USA in the FIBA World Cup, what was formerly the Basketball World Championships, has fallen to France today, 89-79. Boy, you take Coach K off the team, what happens? You start losing. But this wasn't our best roster. This wasn't anything close to our best roster. Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics was playing a key role. Donovan Mitchell, Kemba Walker were the stars. Are they good players? Yes. Was this team more talented than a France squad that had Rudy Gobert and Evan Fournier? Yes, they were better than that team. But these teams have national systems that they play in and practice all the time. We don't really have a national system. We throw a bunch of different guys together every time and expect a different result. My point on this is simply to say the following. We've lost in international competitions with a better team than we sent this time. This, folks, serves as proof to me that no one can say with certainty that an amateur team could never beat a professional team. Because when you see Puerto Rico beat the United States in the Olympics, Greece beat the Olympics, these programs don't, by and large, have many NBA-caliber players, all right? So when I pose the question to you, could Clemson ever beat Miami, with Miami losing 59-10 to the Baltimore Ravens, I don't think Clemson would lose to Miami 59-10, if I'm honest with you. An NFL team would be favored over a college team. In most years, the best college team would be an underdog by 24 points against the worst NFL team. You've seen a 24-point upset before, right? You've seen it. These results in basketball tournaments are proof that non-NBA players, that non-NFL players can on any given day pull a stunning upset. Next up. Folks, I'm here to tell you that the South Carolina Gamecocks have something special in Ryan Helinski. Now, I like what I've seen about Ryan Helinski, the player, but Ryan Helinski, the person, is really impressive. There's a story right now on ESPN.com on Ryan Helinski and how he's dealt with the death of his brother Tyler, who took his own life prior to last football season in which he was going to start for Washington State. Gardner Minshew ended up getting the starting job and then set a record for the Jacksonville Jaguar, highest completion percentage for a rookie, 88% completions last week in week one after Nick Foles went down. He was a sixth-round pick, folks. But in any case, Ryan Helinski, Tyler's brother, the gist of the story is Ryan uniting his family after his brother's death by saying, Tyler is here with us. He's here with us, and we are here with him. And the story goes on to say that at his brother's funeral, Ryan spoke in a very eloquent manner and gave a eulogy on his brother. There's an uncommon maturity to Ryan Helinski that everyone sees. And folks, that maturity you see in leadership, that maturity you see on the football field. There's a reason I've come out and predicted Jake Bentley would never see the field again for the Gamecocks, because Ryan Helinski has taken that job and he will never relinquish it again. You've got not only a special quarterback, I think you've gotten what's even better, a real special person, a real special leader as well in Columbia. And finally, Tim Frisbee, South Carolina legend, played for Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier. The wide receiver position at the age of 40 has appeared on Letterman and Leto. Joined the show for his weekly spot with us at 1:20 today. And I asked him, what's the very best case scenario for the Gamecocks this Saturday?
South Carolina, be competitive. What you want to be is you want to be able to be in that game in the second half. That would be the goal. If you can have a competitive game where you fought to the end, you didn't give up, I think Gamecock fans take a lot out of that, as reminiscent of the game last year versus Clemson at the end of the season when the Gamecocks put up a great offensive performance. Obviously, the defense wasn't able to contain that dynamic Clemson offense. But South Carolina fans left with a little more faith in the team after that because they were competitive throughout that game.
I'm going to echo what Tim says here. I don't think, in terms of the best case scenario for me for Saturday, I don't think winning is a very realistic best case scenario, but I'll give you what I think is a best case scenario. A 40-20 loss. Okay. Now here's what I mean by that. It's not the 40-20 loss where South Carolina scores a touchdown late and makes a 40-13 game appear closer than it was. No, rather I think the reverse. I think best case scenario is it's 33-20 Alabama in the fourth quarter. Alabama fans are saying, my God, we're two touchdowns away from winning this game. South Carolina even gets the ball back. And then Alabama, with a minute or so to go, a minute 30 to go, tacks on a final touchdown, wins the game 40-20. And you're saying, okay, they beat us. They beat us somewhat soundly. But man, did you see that pass over the safety's hands, perfectly dropped in for a touchdown by Ryan Helinski? Man, did you see his poise? Man, did you see his leadership? You're going to take the L, but you just might be excited for the future. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter, where our policy is if you are following us, we will get to your tweets on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at MARC, Mark Ryan on Air. No emails this week on the show, but hope to have those back for you next week on the program. I want to share this with you as well, man. This to me is really kind of cool. Do you know that South Carolina is listed as having a better chance of beating Alabama than Pittsburgh does, than Pitt does, of beating Penn State? And South Carolina has a better chance of beating Alabama than Arizona State does of beating Michigan State? South Carolina's got a better shot. Clemson, Syracuse. What are Syracuse's odds? You ready? Home game, 3%. 3% chance to beat Clemson. 97% chance they lose. The odds that South Carolina, and this jumped out to me yesterday, the odds that South Carolina upsets Alabama, 14%. Guess what that is, folks? That's not 1 out of 70. That's not 1 out of 700. That's 1 out of 7. Put 7 marbles in a bag and pick one. That's a possibility, right? Like, so, I mean, I feel like I'm more than Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber saying, so you're saying there's a chance. 14% is 1 out of 7. You've got a 1 in 7 chance of beating Alabama on Saturday. Better than Syracuse does of beating Clemson. Better than than Arizona State does of beating Michigan State. And better than Pitt does of beating Penn State. Surprising, right? Pretty cool. All right, your thoughts, your calls, welcome. Coming your way next, though, Lonzo and I will simply answer the question, which of these statements is most true? We'll explain what we're doing when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right after this on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, folks, in this segment, we are going to play, we're going to do a little ditty called Which Statement is the Most True? Lonzo and I have put together 4 statements on the NFL each, 4 statements on college football each, and together we need to debate which of the statements is most likely to be true alongside your help. You can get in on the show by giving us a ring at 1-844-477-3776. Say it with me now. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Twitter, You can get to us there as well, with our policy being if you're following us, we will get to your tweets live on the air at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at MARC Ryan on Air. Okay, so we do these little breaks of format, breaks of the usual format in the show from time to time, and I thought this would be fun today. Four statements, you're taking four statements that could be true. Okay? And you're saying which is most likely to be made true out of the four? College and the National Football League. Ready, set, here we go. Lonzo, I will go first with the NFL. Okay? The NFL, here are my four statements, my four purported statements. Here we go. This is Jameis Winston's last year as a starting quarterback. That's point number one. Point number two, Cam Newton is capable of winning a Super Bowl. Point number three, the Atlanta Falcons are a playoff team. Point number four, Baker Mayfield and OBJ will get along. Okay, 1-844-477-3776 is the number to join us on the show. The choice is, again, which statement is most likely to be true? This is Jameis Winston's last year as a starting quarterback. Cam Newton is capable of winning a Super Bowl. The Falcons are a playoff team, and Baker Mayfield and OBJ will get along. I have attached numbers to each and every one of these predictions, right, or these statements. And here is what I have for these numbers, all right? Baker Mayfield and OBJ will get along, 45% chance. The Falcons are a playoff team, 35% chance. Cam Newton is capable of winning a Super Bowl, 40% chance. This is Jameis Winston's last year as a starting quarterback, 60% chance. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the statement that I believe most likely to be true is this is Jameis Winston's last year as a starting quarterback. I say 60% chance. That is factually accurate. Lonzo, what do you got?
Well, so am I supposed to go at yours, or am I supposed to give mine?
Come at me, bro. Okay. Come at me.
Well, I agree mostly. The Jameis was the one that I would have went with the most, but I think Cam Newton should be a little bit higher.
So predictable.
No, should be a little bit higher, at least 5% higher.
Okay, 45%.
Yeah, at least 5%.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Didn't predict that, did you?
99% sure he's capable of winning a Super Bowl. 99%.
Well, he's been to one, and he didn't look too good in it. So, I mean.
Okay, you know. So you're in agreement with me. That Jameis Winston's last year as a starter is the most likely truth statement there.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially after the last game. And dude throws so many interceptions.
You know, my old man told me he thinks, like, the Bucs is the team he gets on TV, right? They live 35 minutes outside of Tampa. And he's like, Mark, I might be done with them. I can't take them anymore. They're down 24-17. Jameis is leading them down the field. He throws his third pick of the game, return for a pick six. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. So there you have it there. Jameis Winston, for both of us, Mark and Lonzo, the feeling is that Jameis Winston is the most likely to be the truth statement that he will not be a starter again in the National Football League. Baker Mayfield and OBJ will get along. Two fiery personalities, and we are giving them the benefit of the doubt that it's more likely that Jameis Winston won't be a starter here moving forward. All right, Lonzo, what do we got here for your? Which of these four statements in the NFL is most likely to be true?
All right, in the midst of doing a lot of things, I realized that I screwed something up. I put one of my college down with my NFL, so I only have three.
No problem.
I'm sorry. So Zeke Elliott will win the rushing title this year. That's one. Cleveland Browns will rebound and win the AFC South. That is number two.
This guy's a comedian.
And number three, the Kansas City Chiefs will win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, the Browns would be changing divisions to win the AFC South. I
meant the AFC North. I'm sorry.
And what's the last one again?
Daggone it. The Kansas City Chiefs will win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so we had Browns, AFC South.
No, North.
North. Chiefs Super Bowl in the first one more time.
Zeke Elliott will win the rushing title in the NFL this year.
I think the most likely statement to be truth there, folks, it must be producer day, national producer day. I'm going with the Chiefs are most likely to win the Super Bowl. Zeke Elliott's out of football shape. They're going to work him back slowly, okay? I don't think he's going to win the rushing title. The Browns, I think, are more likely to be 0-4 than they are to be 3-1. I think they've got some major kinks they need to work out. They might be a force the second half of the season. They're not a force right now. The Chiefs, to me, so Zeke winning the rushing title is like 20% chance. The Browns winning the AFC South is a 0% chance.
Stop it.
Winning the AFC North is a 10% chance. The Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, for me, you want to know my odds for that? I think it's almost 50-50, Lonzo, because I think the winner of the AFC wins the Super Bowl this year. I really do. And I think they've got a coin flip shot of beating the Patriots. So it's 45-50%. Chiefs is the most likely.
So you want me to give percentages?
You don't have to give percentages. Okay. What's the most likely to be true?
This is going to surprise you that I think the most likely to be true is Zeke Elliott will win the rushing title.
He's out of shape, man.
Doesn't matter. He's in Cabo shape.
So, yeah, I saw that.
So, I mean, you know, I saw that. He's in Cabo shape, so he should be all right.
All right. All right. All right. Let's get to college. College is up next. Here are my college statements. Which of these is most likely to be true? UCF is the next legit national power. Lonzo has just eaten a bad hamburger with the look on his face.
Yeah, and I think I heard Diddy fall out of his chair in excitement, but you go right ahead.
Florida is a fraud. Now I've eaten the bad hamburger. LSU is the best team in the SEC. Clemson, I'm working on the pronunciation, ladies.
You'll never
How
get
am I doing?
It right.
How
You'll
am I doing?
Never get it right.
You just think they're not able to be pleased. That's what you think.
That's why I'm saying you'll never get it right.
Yeah. Clemson is going to win the next two national championships. UCF is the next legit national power. Florida is a fraud. LSU is the best team in the SEC. Clemson is going to win the next two national championships. Lonzo, choose your answer very carefully.
The most likely is LSU.
LSU is the best team in the SEC. What odds are you putting on that?
55%.
UCF is the next legit national power. I think they're very good, but they play in a weak conference. If we adopted my promotion relegation, they competed.
Okay.
They competed in the bowl game.
Okay.
What happened is LSU had a month to prepare. Yeah. UCF, I think 25% chance they're the next national power. Florida is a fraud. Oh, boy. 25% chance that's accurate. Clemson is going to win the next two national championships. LSU is the best team in the SEC. Certainly these two are greater than 25% chance, my opinion. I think LSU, 40% chance. No, LSU, 55% chance they're the best team in the SEC right now. 55% chance. Problem is 80% chance Clemson wins the next two national titles. The next two. Not one, the next two. Book it. Clemson, that is the most factually correct statement. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay, first one, North Carolina will compete for the ACC championship. That is my first one. My second one is Joe Burrow will win the Heisman Trophy. My third one is the Big Ten champ won't make the playoff again this year. And then finally, Jim Harbaugh will be fired midway through the season.
Okay, they're not going to. They've given this guy a life. They want to give him a lifetime contract.
I think my college ones are pretty good.
He's not going to be. Yeah, he's not going to. Okay, UNC will compete. Joe Burrow's not going to win the Heisman. Jim Harbaugh's not going to get fired. So UNC will compete. Well, let's look at their coastal division here. Duke, Georgia Tech, laugh track, and insert the laugh track, please.
Win-win, probably.
Pitt Panthers, lower chance of upsetting Penn State than South Carolina does of upsetting Alabama. Virginia Tech, mediocre. Miami lost too many, losing close games left and right. Freshman quarterback. Comes down to UNC and Virginia. I give Virginia the slight edge. They're in the top 25, 7.5-point favorites this week over Florida State. But North Carolina's got a shot. I say they've got a 45% shot. The Big Ten champion will not make the playoffs. As much as this pains me to say this, Ohio State's going unbeaten, folks. They're going unbeaten, and they will be in the playoff. They'll be in the playoff unless they lose. You bring up Ohio State's schedule here. Where are the most likely losses? All right. They get they're at Indiana this week. They get Michigan State at home. They get Wisconsin at home. They get Penn State at home. Oh, you know, if you figure you're not going to lose in the horseshoe, the losable game is at Michigan, end of the year. They're not losing to a team that almost lost to Army. Big Ten will be in the playoff. Circle gets the square. There is your winner.
Okay, my winner is North Carolina will compete for the ACC championship. That is my winner. Because I've seen the Big Ten get screwed the last 2 years.
Not if you're undefeated.
You're probably right. You're probably right. But Ohio State has lost to a team they shouldn't lose to the last 2 years in a row. And I got to believe that that's a trend that probably will continue, unfortunately. I hope I'm wrong. But I think North Carolina is going to surprise some people.
What do you think of this segment? Do you like it?
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think we should do it again.
I don't know if there's an actual winner in it, though.
Well, I think you kind of – I'm writing down what you're saying. You're writing down what I'm saying, right? And we'll hold ourselves to that. Let's get to Bill, who's been hanging patiently. Hey, Bill, thanks for the phone call, man. You're offsides.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, buddy.
Hey, Lonzo.
Yes.
Lonzo.
Yes.
I noticed when you took my call that you had a very country twang. When you said it, you said,
I love this. More of this, please, Bill.
Do you mark calls? Do you know who's calling? Because I was the guy who called you a redneck.
Really? What a coincidence that I would answer the phone with a southern accent. That's just
God.
A total coincidence.
Oh, my God.
Truth, Lonzo. I didn't mean ill will when I done that. I knew when you answered, because I thought I had the wrong number, and you done the thank you for calling ESPN.
by the way, I just want to point out my family is from Kentucky, so I'm not doing the southern accent.
I got to bring you behind the curtain here, Bill.
That was a heavy Lonzo backhand.
Yeah, it definitely was.
All right, it absolutely was. We have caller ID.
He's very capable of doing those passive aggressive type things.
If that's what you want to call it.
I got to tell you.
Hey, man, don't worry about it. It's all good fun.
That bugged him, Bill. I got to tell you, that bugged him. He brought that up a couple days later.
He went on Twitter and brought it up.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
I was like, man, that must have really offended Lonzo. I'm sorry. Don't mark me. Take me off the hit list. You made me wait for 10 minutes.
That wasn't
you made me hold for 10 minutes. I said, oh, Lonzo, I'm on his boo-boo list.
You need to blame Mark for that. That's not me. That was Mark. That's not me.
Bill, what do you got for us today?
The reason I called.
Yeah.
The reason I called, you brought it up, and I wanted to comment. I'm not a baseball fan that much. Baseball lost me in the last 20 years. But, man, this Braves team is fun. They are young. They're hip. They got swag. They're cocky. They got like celebrations, the Rain Man celebration. The pitching is good. Watch this team. It is a great filler between football. Now, football blows it out of the water all day long, but this is a very, very fun team to cover. And I think, Mark, you would be wise to throw out some blast on these teams. This is a very hip.
So you heard, Bill, hold up. You heard that I posted a poll because I'm curious. This is my first fall here, and I wanted to know if I'm supposed to cover baseball in the month of September. And I posted the poll, and I said, if you heard a baseball segment on our show, would you A, listen to it, or B, be like, what's this? Where's football? It's about 60-40. Don't want any baseball right now. 60%. Okay.
But the Braves have been crappy and boring the last 20 years since when Chipper got older, when we lost Glavine. It just hadn't been fun. But man, this team's hit. Ronald Acuna Jr., Ozzy, Freddie Freeman. I mean, Josh Donaldson's the Rain Man. I mean, they're very fun to watch. They've got the jewelry, they got swag. They're young. I mean, they're young. They're all in their early 20s, except for Donaldson and Freeman.
By the way, Bill, what do you say about Lonzo saying that Ronald Acuna Jr. with all his jewelry should get beaned because of his jewelry? Is that a redneck thing to say?
That's very well. I got to be careful.
All right, don't you're not telling the whole story. I said he hadn't earned the right to wear that much bling. That's what I said.
Rano Kuni's pretty good, man. He's special talent. This kid is a special, special talent. I mean, but Braves, you know, we're just all worried they're going to build up, and then the Yankees are going to come and buy Acuña and Ozzy. That's the problem with baseball, man. You get these good teams in a smaller market, and these big teams buy them up. So
appreciate you, buddy.
I love what you said. I agree with you. They've had the best. Man, they've been on a tear. I mean, you take the Nationals, the tear the Nationals have been on
they've
for the
been,
last 20 games.
Bill, we're up against it.
And
got to run.
Even
thanks.
Make it no ground because the Braves have been on the same tear. I mean, it's just
Bill,
amazing.
We got to run, buddy. Thanks for the call. The Braves have made up 5 games on the Dodgers since August 17th. They've been 5 games a better team since that point, peaking at the right time. All right, an abbreviated version of either or is coming your way next. Next on the show today, got a lot of good stuff coming for you in this particular segment. When somebody says Carolina to you, which team does it most likely mean? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Time for some either or. Let's hit it, baby. So anytime you hear a game on this station, I know that I am responsible for scheduling it. So if you ever like, why did they put this game on the air? Blame me. It's okay. Lonzo can accept some blame as well because he helps me with the schedule. But when last week I had a miscommunication with my boss and I sent him the following email. I said, hey, I said, boss man, are we able to carry Carolina went on ESPN Upstate, or can it only be on this other station that's in our building? And he thought I meant the Gamecocks. Well, no, if I meant the Gamecocks, I would have said South Carolina. When I say Carolina, it's very clearly the name that has the team Carolina, Carolina Panthers, right? And so I couldn't figure out what went wrong. And Lonzo tells me in studio, Mark, if you say Carolina, he's going to think that means South Carolina. So my question to you guys is, if somebody says, I'm going to go watch Carolina, that clearly means the Panthers, right? Is it Panthers or Gamecocks?
Obviously, if you say you're going to watch Carolina here, people are going to think you're going to watch South Carolina. If you were listening in North Carolina, people would think
the
you're
Panthers
going to watch
are
North
the
Carolina.
South Carolina NFL team.
When you talk about the NFL, do you use the city or do you use the mascot name? I always use the mascot name. Everybody I know who is an NFL fan uses the mascot name.
But very clearly, a Carolina...
Which is a problem when you put things on the schedule and you put New York, okay? They're playing who? The Jets or the Giants?
They're playing the country known as New York. Okay. They're playing. Yeah, Carolina is the team name. That's what they're called. The team name for the other team is South Carolina. Come on, man. Come on. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay, the rumor is that Rey's parentage will be addressed again in the next Star Wars movie. Is she a Skywalker or is she related to Emperor Palpatine?
I have no idea anything about what you just said. None. whatsoever. Can you explain to me what this gibberish of which you speak?
I don't think we have the time. I knew I would get you with this. They're going to have to retcon, because at the end of the last movie, they said that her parentage was of no value, but they're going to go back and revisit that, and she's probably going to be a Skywalker. The fact that you don't know who a Skywalker is.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
There we go.
There you go. So, easy. She's going to be a Skywalker. I'm not going to let you leave me answerless on either or. That's
there
not
we go.
Going to happen.
Well, thank you for coming to the table and picking a side.
Yeah, let me tell you this, Lonzo. This really browns my boxers. I'm going through my cable last night. I'm doing the search, right? Because Carolina plays tomorrow night, right?
You mean the Panthers?
Yeah. I mean the Panthers.
Okay.
That's what I mean when I say Carolina. Carolina plays tomorrow night. Not on my television. Nowhere on my television tomorrow night. Should that be, I have AT&T Uverse. Should that be the last straw for me in AT&T Uverse?
It depends on who you're going with. But it's the NFL network. You got to find somewhere.
But I thought it would be on a local station as well. You know, you'd have the local broadcast and the national broadcast.
They did do that in the past. Are you sure they're not doing that this year?
I looked up Carolina Panthers. It said it gave me a week from Sunday's game. No matches can be found.
You know what you can
do? I live here.
You can hear that game right here on ESPN Upstate.
And I'm going to hear it right here on ESPN Upstate. Darn straight. All right. So would you quit cable from that, Lonzo? Yes or no?
Yes. I've already quit cable years ago.
I'm done. I can't handle it. You got to give me the hometown team on my cable package, really. I lost. They don't carry the NFL Network anymore, so there's the problem. All right. David Hayes says, I normally don't agree with Lonzo, but he's right about Carolina meaning Gamecocks around these parts. David, that's a false meaning. The name of the Carolina Panthers is what? Carolina. The name of South Carolina is what? South Carolina. What you say and what you mean should line up. I don't get it. But David, thanks for the tweet, man. Do appreciate it very much. At MARC, Ryan on air. Coming up next, in memoriam, some very moving pieces of audio are the best things that we heard on a day that we will always remember. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.